Hi, this is a dictation for Darachel Johnson, D-A-R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Darachel Johnson, date of birth is 8/19/87, date of accident is 6/30/2022, date of service is 1/10/2023. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reported that she is having a buzzing in the right ear as well as right ear pressure. She was suffering from sinusitis, so it is not possible that it is coming from the brain trauma. The patient reports a numbness in the pinky and the thumb area, first and fifth on the side. And she has a problem in the pain in the elbow on the right side, which is locking. It's almost six. Shoulder is popping on the right side, and it is quite painful, around six. And she's dropping things due to the weakness of the right arm several times a day, including her phone. No numbness tingling is reported in the upper extremities or lower extremities. The patient does suffer from severe neck pain, which is around nine. And the MRIs that were done showed partial focal tear of the supraspinatus tendon at its attachment upon the greater tuberosity. In addition, she has a diffuse disc bulging in C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, leading to the pain. However, there is no, beside weakness, but there is no numbness, tingling or shooting pains. 40% pains are reported relieved. ADLs are not affected at this time. The patient reports the following in the system review: headaches, which are moderate, 1 to 10, they are only 3 or 4. And she has history of difficulty sleeping, anxiety. Other than that, she denies any history of dizziness, vision disturbance, vision, blackout, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation, or memory loss. No lack of focus is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck along with pain in the neck. She has a stiffness of the shoulder, on the right shoulder stiffness and right shoulder pain, along with numbness of right arm off and on, and weakness of the right arm. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, reports changes in the as improvement almost 50%, and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are non-ortram, and substance abuse, alcohol, and marijuana she uses for pain relief. Compliance history: patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the following: that the blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is dated 12/22/2022, dictation number, not this one, but 11/23/2022, dictation number 1130-031. Please mention that the patient has severe pain in the right rotator cuff muscles. She also has a severe spasm and pain in the trapezius muscles, upper fibers and middle fibers. She has a severe pain in the olecranon process and the trapezius tendon at the attachment. In additional findings, the diagnosis will remain the same, and plan of care is as follows. The patient is advised to have an injection of the rotator cuff tendons, infraspinatus, supraspinatus. She is also advised to have two trigger points done at the trapezius muscle. She is also advised to have a olecranon injection with steroid as well as to the triceps tendon. The patient reads and provides the patient. Medications are provided to the patient as follows: She's been given Mobic 15 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 3, 1 cures DPR and 30 tablets for pain, or 60 tablets, and Xanax 1 milligram at night for panic relief, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief and neuropathy, Firazide 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headache relief. The patient has shown improvement, and she reports almost 50% improvement, and she's continuing her physical therapy 3 times per week for the neck, lower back, and the shoulder, as well as the elbow, with traction and massage. She's considered work disabled because she does not have light duty. Household replacement and transportation has been checked. Maps were reviewed and the labs were reviewed. The patient is otherwise found stable and a good candidate for cervical epidural steroid injection that is being scheduled for her soon. Thank you.